Deus in adiutorium eum intende.
Domine ad adjuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper. Et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
San Paoli Gloria concelebret Ecclesia quem miresive apostolum ex hoste fecitum estibus in Christi nomen sevit exarcitis in pensius amorem Christi predicat.
Omnis gloria cum Patre et Homo Spiritu quid edit vastam fulgidum electionis gentibus. Amen. Willingly I glory in my infirmities, that the healing power of Christ may dwell in me. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper. Et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Father, precious in your sight is the death of the saints, but precious above all is the love which Christ suffered to redeem us. In this life, we fill up in our own flesh what is still lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Accept this as our sacrifice of praise, and we shall even now taste the joy of the New Jerusalem. Willingly I glory in my infirmities, that the healing power of Christ may dwell in me. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but it was God who gave the increase. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us, indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, you have raised us from the earth. May you let the seeds of justice, which we have sown in tears, grow and increase in your sight. May we reap in joy the harvest we hope for patiently. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but it was God who gave the increase. For me life is Christ, and death is gain. God forbid it that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood, we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ. A plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on the earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. For me life is Christ, and death is gain. God forbid that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am the least of the apostles. In fact, because I have persecuted the Church of God, I do not even deserve the name. But by God's favor, I am what I am. This favor of his to me has not proved fruitless. Indeed, I have worked harder than all the others, not on my own, but through the favor of God. I will sing your praise, O Lord, with all my heart.
I will sing your praise, O Lord, with all my heart.
I will glorify your name among the nations,
with all my heart.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
I will sing your praise, O Lord, with all my heart.
Holy Apostle Paul, preacher of truth and teacher of the Gentiles, intercede for us with God who chose you. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Holy Apostle Paul, preacher of truth and teacher of the Gentiles, intercede for us with God who chose you. My brothers and sisters, we build on the foundation of the apostles. Let us pray to our Almighty Father for his holy people and say, be mindful of your church, O Lord. Father, you wanted your Son to be seen first by the apostles after the resurrection from the dead. We ask you to make us his witnesses to the farthest corners of the world. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to preach your good news to the poor. Help us to preach the gospel to every creature. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to sow the seeds of unending life. Grant that we who work at sowing the seed may share the joy of the harvest. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to reconcile all to you through his blood. Help us all to work towards achieving this reconciliation. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Your Son sits at your right hand in heaven. Let the dead enter your kingdom of joy. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who taught the whole world through the preaching of the blessed Apostle Paul, draw us, we pray, nearer to you through the example of him whose conversion we celebrate today, and so make us witnesses to your truth in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Docedo, et Spes Nostra Salve, A Te Clamamus, exules filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tus tuos misericordes oculos a nos convete. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostens.